We are continuing our Shu'urim on the Kavanos of Kaddish. We are now on page 209 in the Kudus Akesiv. And in the PDF, we're on page
56.
Page 56. That's better. Now, let's start on page 209. V'shak Kavanos Dush, we'll talk with this, read the title first. Kavanos of Shu'urim, Ruach, Le'oilam Asiya Tachton, Bekadish the Hodu Bema. So we're now with the Adkan, we learned more or less the Mahalich of what we're seeing over here in Kaddish, is to bring in the Shefa into, well, from Abba V'Ima into, well, let's split this up as follows. We're taking the Shefa from Abba, we're bringing it into the Gar, the Zah. Then we're going to take the Shefa of Ima and bring it into the Vak of Zah. That's what we've learned technically in what's happening in the words of Tefillah. In all the words, Yizgadah, Yizgadah, Shemei Rabbah, and those four words, you bring in the Chaget and the Nahi, and Kehena, Kehena, we saw the technicalities over there. Now we're going to look more at an overview of how, what is actually happening when you sing the Kaddish. So the underlining understanding of the Kaddish is to send up the lower world to the higher world. That means the Asiya, we start Asiya Tachton, and we, or Bia, that means the Bia Datsilos, so let's start with the Asiya Datsilos. The Asiya Datsilos is going to go up to the world of Yetzira. And then after that, from Yetzira is going to the Bria, and then finally to Atsilos. So we're moving Me'oilem Le'oilem. And we know the rule is that it's only the Bia Datsilos that goes Me'olim Le'olim, as opposed to when you're dealing with the Bia Tachton, that only works Mi'tlat Atlat. It goes Minai to the Chagat to the Chabad, until the Nai, the Elion. That's it, works much slower. So that is the Chalad, that is the Ganze Tachlis, Be'etzim, that's the Ike Tachlis of Kaddish, is to be Mali the Olim Me'olim Le'olim. Okay. Now, besides this tachlis, we also have to be mashpia on the za of that particular world that we're speaking about, as we've been seeing. We're mashpia from the mashpia to the vak of za from ima. We're mashpia from abba into the gal the za. So we're mashpia. Now in the Rishon we'll find the shoyns of nefesh, ruach, neshama. That it's not only enough to be mashpia particular moichim, but rather also neranchi, ruach, and neshamas as we're going along. So let's see that inside now. Obishah kavonos dush tefila shachar matzino shtei mine aliyas olamos. V'dush al v'dush beis kosov to olamos oilim aliyah gmur mizeh lezeh. V'dush gimo kosov ma'olim letlat atlat. So we found a little bit of stira in the Doshim, that one part of the Doshim of Aleph and Beis talks about the oil olamim, they will go mi olim l'olim. So Asiya goes to Yetzira, Yetzira goes to Bria, and so on and so forth. It's quite a fast movement in the progression of the aliyahs of the olamas. In Dosh Gimel, we find that they only go up tlat atlat, a third by a third. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Rashash b'sivro Nahar Shalom melamdeinu שמה שקורס בברא בשעה כוונה זדוש א' ובי שאולים הלום מזה לזה עלי הגמורה הכוונה לעולם דאבי הדצילוס. So when there's a reference in the Shah Kavanos to moving from world to world, you have to know that's a reference to Bia Datsilas. Or Mash goes to Dush Gimel Shehem O'ol Mitzlat Atzlat Angav Tav Kavan Le'olomus Bia Tachtoini. So the Bia Tachton is going to work Mitzlat Atzlat. Vini, kosov rabbi shakavonos drush reish drush hakadish daf yudalet amud gimel v'zeh loshon kodesh. Da, ki hine ad ata nechlolim asiya v'yetzira. So as we're moving through the tefillah, we're eventually going to get asiya, the world of asiya, into the world of yetzira. Excuse me. Aval adayim lo kiblu hagar de asiya mina yetzira ela b'chinas nefesh shel yetzira. So we're going to find that we mashpia, that means the oilema elyon is mashpia, the oilema tachton, nefesh, ruach, neshama, naran. So as we're progressing through the tefillah, the gar, that means the top part of the sea, is going to get a shefa called the nefesh of Yetzirah. Yeah. Ve'enu tzirichim, ואין צריכים לוסס להם עוד בחינס רוח ממה של יצירה, וזה נעשה על ידי קדיש אומרים קודם הודו לשם. So, all of the words of tefillah, the world of Asiya, the Tachton, is going to be receiving nefesh from the world of Yetzirah. Yeah. But when you start to say the Kaddish will then give a higher bechina to the Galde Asiya called the Ruach of Yetzirah to the world of Asiya. Now, Vishak Kavon is the Yudzai now. He writes, "Ve'inin Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Yimloch Lo Ilam Vayel." Now he says, "Before that, I'm going to speak to you. Ve'kodem shenovo ela biurim nirtov akdama kitana ala niskla el vihizos." So before we start getting to the inin of Hashem Melech, he's going to give us a little hakdam. Ki kivan is vayetzleinu. So first what happened is that the Galde Nefesh, that's what we've been talking till now, the Galde Asiya, which has received already the Nefesh through the Tefillah, Ali de Kaddish Alu El Gimola Tachtoinus Yetzira V'kiblu B'chinas Ruach. That's like we said before in the previous shtickle. So through the tefillah, the Galde Asiya receives a nefesh, and then later on through the kaddish before hodu, it will receive the world of Asiya is going to receive the ruach of Yitzira.
Now you put two together, the fact that Yitzira give or the Asiya is going up. Before we didn't say that alu el gimel tachanos, we said the opposite. We said the gimel tachanos yardu el Galde Asiya.
No, we didn't say that. We said lo kiblu gal. We talked about the Kabbalah. You're right there. That there we're talking about what the gal that says mekabel.
But the tzilin asiya kiblu, and it sounds kiblu.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the whole tachlis of kaddish. Kaddish is mali the world of asiya into the world of yitzira. What we're learning today is that nitoisif to this is not stam, just goes up. It's not an elevator, but rather it's mashpi as well. Koach of nefesh v'ruach of the world of Yitzira as well to the world of Asiya as it's going up. Now, the kaddish is male, right? Olu elegimo tachton is Yitzira. That means the Galde Asiya goes up to the nai of Yitzira, and there as well mitoisef validei the ma'aseh aliyah is mikabel b'chinas ruach. Ve'adam.
Be'amreinu. I'm not very clear. Kilu from nefesh, the Galde Asiya stay there, stay in Asiya.
Only kaddish has a koach of male.
Before kaddish.
There's no male. There's
no male, but we still have nefesh from Yitzira.
Nefesh, yeah.
Nefesh into Asiya, yeah. Kilu, and the kaddish is male. This gar plus the nefesh of Yitzira into Yitzira,
yeah.
And then you've got the ruach of Yitzira into the gar.
That's right. Hodu. Now, next stage after we say kaddish, right? Then what happens? V'hine hu mizmor v'nodu shemizmorim hem biyetzira v'nimtza ata ki agad asiya sho'olu yetzira. When we said kaddish, nasu yetzira mamish, became mamish a chelik of yetzira. V'kibro because it's neshom mitzad yetzira. Okay, so those are three stages. We're moving it up in three stages. The Ainu, like he said beforehand very nicely, when we say, for example, by the way, it's not Korbanos, it's by Ishei. Ishei Ruach. Well, that's the part of the Korbanos. When you say the word Ishei, by the Korbanos, what's happening is that the world of Yetzirah is Mashpia Nefesh to the world, to the Galde Asiya. When you're going to say Kaddish, it's Mali the Gal to the Nahi of Yetzirah, and it's Mashpia Ruah. And then finally, when you say Hodu, it becomes part and parcel. The Galde Asiya now becomes part and parcel of the Nahi of Yetzirah, becomes now the Neshama of Yetzirah. It's Mikabel Neshama now. V'im Kein, Me'akdom Shehakdamnu Navin, Shekana askinim bekavana bia tachta. Because how does he know? Because we know that bia that silus goes mi oilum mi oilum. This one makes sense bechalam na parsha. So elama, we're talking about only a bia tachta which works mi tlat atlat, and this is what's happening. The gal, that means the gimel rishon, is working with the nines. We're only going up one stage. Vosh mashik also come she'ad the kaddish. That means kaddish not included. Nechol and asiya yitzira. V'kiblu gal de'asiya b'chinas nefesh. Obe kaddish and mikablin ruach. Obe hodu and mikablin neshama. V'akavana lepnimius gal de'asiya tachta. Talking about asiya the tachta. Shalu b'ishei. Lechitzonis nai yitzira. So we start with ishei. That's going to work it up to the nai. That means we're going to recover from the nine, so on and so forth. The inyan hanaran that we spoke about, nefesh ruach neshama, ha'elu nimshochim legar de'asiya tachton. Sorry, yidbar al pi adush Hashem malach or Hashem melach. Shehevanu sham kosov ara she'al di akadish alu hagar de'asiya le'nai di yitzir v'kiblu b'chinat ruach l'cho. Mo loshon sh'olu. Oh, it doesn't fit what we're talking about. We're talking about giving from Yitzir over into the world of Asiya. Right? We give the Nefesh, we give the Ruah, the Shama. What's the Olu? Halokava Olu Gad Asiya Linai Yitzira Betevas Ishe. Did they go up already? Ma Aliyasam Shuv. What's this extra Aliyah by Kaddish? Om Namnir Shalias Pnimius. Okay, we haven't seen this sugya of Ishe, because we'll see. Well, there is not only Kaddish is Mali, other words as well. Ezu Mikomam also has a call to be Mali, Anu Bekoach. Other Chalakim Atfila also has a call, not only Kaddish. So his kasha was by Ishe already Mali. So what are you doing? What's the extra Aliyah by Kaddish? Omnam Nirsha Aliyas Pnimius Agad Asiya. And Naran. So it's going to work in three different stages. That's the first aliyah. Okay? Right? Not like we saw in Shah Kavon. Shah Kavon actually didn't mention Bachlav this aliyah. Then we have Vuhunikra Nefesh. Shlava Sheini, that's the Kaddish. Shalashir Nasi al Bekaddish. Ve'ad Nizdachichim Agar de Asiya. Nal Yosef and Nazis al Yosef Pnimius. Yosef and Nikal Ruach. So it's a more of an aliyah. It's hard to quantify what he's saying exactly. More of a pnimis de gezach. It's more mezachich, a better aliyah, let's call it. Veshlavashlishi achron nase behodu. Sheaz kiblu agar elu zichuch nosaf. Omehafrim lois bechinas yitzira mamesh. Vinikra nishama. Vaim sever kodosh das vaskil. Okay, that's Rabbi Daya. Okay, so is that clear?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. V'nimshel b'dorshenu levar et b'chinas ruach v'ofen ruach, because it's not yet the kaddish v'ofen asedam shachosho. So here we go. We can't remember now. Let's just remind ourselves about the mab tevas and the mab oisius. Okay, we said this quite a few times, but this is like really the main sugi in kaddish. So we're going to have two times Mab Tevas, what we're going to call Mab Rishon and Mab Sheni of Tevas. That means 42 letters, we're going to call that Rishon, and 42 letters we're going to call second. Then you have Mab Oisius Rishon, and then Mab Oisius Rishon, and Mab Oisius Hasheni. Okay? Now what are these Mabs? Okay, so let's just go over them again. Let's
166.
So On 166. Okay, so there's a nice little few lines over here, and page 166. So it says like this: Mab the Tevas Rishon. So the first mab of the letters, which is the shver of the words, because really these are letters. But anyways, so the 42 doesn't mean 42 words, but rather it's 42 letters of 7 words. So when you say the words in Kaddish, Yishtabach, Vizpah, Vizroman, Vizada, Vizale, Vizhala, that's 7 words, 6 letters in each word, that's 42 letters. So it's a bit misleading. It doesn't mean it's 42 words, but it's 42 letters in 7 words. That's Mab HaRishon. Maba Sheni is going to be work actually with 42 words. So you have four in Yisgadam, Yisgadam Sheni. That's four, and then another two Me'alma Ad Mishiche, and then 28, another 28 Yehi Shemei Rabba until the Amrinan Be'alma. That's 42 words. Okay, those are the two Mabs Atevas. The Mab Aoysius, again we'll go back to Yishtabach, those seven words, but now we're going to look at the first letter, which is the Vav of those seven words. You have seven Vavs, and the Gematria of Vav is six, so seven times six is 42. So you have 42 letters. So it's not, we're not counting 42. Also misleading. It's not 42 letters, but rather it's the Gematria of seven letters. Okay? Then finally, the Mabaoises, that's a proper, well, even that's not 42 letters, but it's going to be split up by, when you say the words D, when we say Ba'alma Di Vira, D, Yudale, that's already 14, and then you have another 42, 28 letters after that, from Yeheshame Rabba. Okay? So that's 28 and 14, that makes 42. So that's going to be Mabashin. Okay, so now let's see Shah Kavanos over here on page 209, and with that Hagdom we can understand what he's saying over here. So Zot the Shah Hagdomas in Kaddish. V'tzoch l'chavim b'zeh Kaddish ki yesh bo beis pamin koach, which is 42, 28, and the beis pamin mab, as we spoke about. Now, v'koach u'mab arishonim hem shel oisius. Shall oisis, as opposed to the tevas. We're talking about the last two sections. Ki chav ches, the 28 oisis, hemin, where do we see the 28 oisis? Yehe shemei rabba mevarach, until ad milas almaya. So you're going to find 28 letters over there. Vehem, zayim tevas, that's seven words, and together you're going to have seven words, which have 28 letters altogether. That's what we talked about. That's the Chav Ches Oisius. What's the Mab Oisius now? Hem Gematria She Zayin Oisius Vehem Zayin Vavim She Bereshu Tev Yishtabar Yisbar Yisvom Yisnasev 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 She Olim Mab V'techavim B'Shem Havaya De Miloi Alafim De Ma Shuhu Ba'olam Yitzira Sheyesh Bo Tevas Bechinas Chav Ches Oisius De Miloi Amiloi V'gam Yesh Bo Mab oisus bekol chlaluso shem arba oisus apashut v'asara demiloi v'chav ches demiloi v'alidei ze chav ches umab techave laham shiruach diyitzire elgar deasiya shalu sham. Okay, so you know what? Let me explain to you using a chart. Okay, let me explain to you using a chart. So what we're doing over here is, I made a little chart over here. So this. Let's focus over here. These are the charts we've been using till now with the Nukudus Kesef, but just with a bit of color inside. Okay. So this is what we're doing over here. So what we're looking at, we have to always remember, when you're dealing with oysters, every time there's a mention of oysters, you know that's coming from Ima. Okay, oysters is Ima, and Tevis is a Shefa coming from Abba. Ima is always mashpia to the vak, and Abba is always mashpia to the gar. Okay? So when he's made oisius, already we can understand it's coming from Ima, and he's mashpia to the za, the vak of za. So here's the vak of za. The vak of za is split into the gar and a vak, and a chagat and an ay. That's the way he splits it up here in Kaddish. So what we're looking at over here is actually over here, when you say the words, that's going to be the gar of the vak. Those are going to be the seven letters, the seven vavs. 7 times 6 is 42. That's the mab oisius. That's number one. The other mab oisius that we find is in the kachav of the vak. In the kachav of the vak, we have the D, the ba'am, that's the 14. Plus, we have the 28 letters of Yeheshemei Rabba. That's 42 altogether. So you have 42. Okay, so that's going to be mashpia down into the world of Asiya from Yetzira to give a bechina of ruach.
But that's on why in vak?
Sorry,
you said on in gar, not in vak.
The gar de Asiya, that what we're saying over here is that okay. This chart's a little bit misleading because we're not actually dealing with. we're not actually dealing with this framework of Zah. Okay, it's not mentioned Zah. It's mentioned the God Asiyah, like you mentioned over here. But it's the same process. It's the same process. The Dahainu is that the Oisiyas is always a Hashpah from Abba. Right? It's going to Zah. So in this Erechin that we're dealing with the Olamas, we're dealing with the Oilam of Yetzirah to the Oilam of Asiyah.
To God Asiyah.
The God Asiyah. Okay? Okay, but these have to do with Hashpa, which is coming from Abba, which is from Ima, sorry, not Abba, Ima, which deal with these oysters. And these oysters are produced by the Kaddish by saying these words of Yishtabach. Now, this chart will just only show you, that's a good point, this chart will only show you where is the Nogea to Zah in the God of Vak and the Vak. But you're right, it's not Nogea here. Here, what we're dealing is actually these words will be mashpia, both of these words, which we find in the gal devak and the gal devak and the gal devak, is going to be applicable only to the gal desia. It's not going to be coming into Zah. Right. It's a good point. Okay. Now let me tell you the next shtickle that we're going to see in a minute. Well, we're going to do the exact same thing. We're going to look for the mab de tevis. The mab de tevis we saw when it came into Zah came also into the gal, but the gal de gal. And we saw it come into, here's the Mab de Tevis. We saw it in the Gal de Vak, the Gal. Okay? And these are all the words of Kaddish that you were saying in order to draw that down. So when you're saying that, not only you're being Malid, these Mekomis and Zah, you're also being Malid, the Gal of Asiya.
Yeah, this is in Zad Atsilus.
Yeah, this is Zad Atsilus, right? No, this is Zad Asiya.
Zad
Asiya.
Well, where is
okay?
The thing?
This is what we said. This is all the shiurim beforehand. This is, you're right. This is not the gay here. This chart shouldn't have brought it down. But just to show the contrast, till now we saw when you said those words ishtabach, you bring mashpia from Abba into the gal de gal. Avzad, that's here. Okay.
Yeah, but what's written echal kochim kochim would be wrong here.
That's right here. Yeah, that's right. We're dealing here with the asiyah tachta. Okay, the Gal de Asiyah de Tachta, right? So what we brought over here, and what we brought over here, is also going to be mashpia to the world of the Gal de Asiyah.
I don't feel what you say. What do you mean, what we brought over here?
This is what we learned till now.
Yes.
Okay? We're mashpia in Zah de Asiyah de Atzilus.
That won't happen in Kaddish before Odu.
Yes, it will.
We're not in HaKodesh HaKodeshim, we are in Asiyah. I don't know. What we said before was Govan Klali.
This is Zah.
No.
Okay. Now, one second. Zah. Now, you have a Zah Nasir, Azir, Zah Yetzir, Zah Briya, Zah De Atzilus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm looking at Zah De Asiya. In Zah De Asiya, when I say the words, Ishtabach, Hizbah, I'm going to be mashpia to that Zah De Asiya, those mob tables, I'm going to mashpia from Abba into the Gal de Gal that Zad Asiyah.
What for?
Because I need to do an Aliyas Birurim.
It won't be Aliyas Birurim.
I will.
Only for Gal, not for Vak.
Okay, but I need the other Mab, right? The Mab tables over here. So when I say the rest of the Kaddish, that's going to be Mali this.
That's very strange.
Why is it strange?
Because what do you put in, what do you separate the two, why do you separate all the things into Sugyas?
What do you mean?
If I understand you correctly, I do understand. I mean,
right. This is what we've been learning till now, right? We've been learning that you bring mashpia to Zah in the Zah which is found in a Zah which is found in the Asiya Atzilus, which is found in Asiya Tachta, right?
It's not the same. It's Zah the Asiya Atzilus.
Which is found in Asiya de Tachton, right?
Which is found in
the you have Asiya de Atzilus, yes. That comes down to the Asiya Tachton to be.
What do you mean?
Okay, let's start from the beginning. You're not following me either. Okay, so like this. We have four worlds, okay? We have Yetzirah, we have Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Okay. Now, in each one of those, you also have Abiya. You have a Bia d'Atzilus, you have a Bia in all those worlds. Now, we know the Melochim fell and into all those worlds. So you have Shivrei Kelim, Rafach, all that. Now, I got to bring them up. Now, how am I going to do that? Torah mitzvahs. Okay. Number one. Number two, the Eibishter has allowed that the Bia Datsilus should come down to Bia Tachton. Okay? The reason is it's clear that that's in order to Misayer the Elias Biur. Okay?
It wouldn't otherwise have gone there.
Excuse me?
I mean, otherwise it would not have gone there.
That's right.
It didn't fall there, it was moved there.
Moved there to help us bring out these Biurim. Now, what are these Biurim? They're Zah. So, Avza in the world of Asiyah Tachton. Right? And I have, what else do I have in Asiyah Tachton? I also have Asiyah Datsilus, which is in Asiyah Tachton. Right?
Asiyah Datsilus is sent to help Asiyah Datsilus.
Correct.
You don't need to be Male Asiyah Datsilus.
Of course I do.
You don't need to be Mitaken it.
I must be on it. I must be on it as well.
Okay.
If it's there, there's also the five patsufim in it. We have the whole, everything is in everything. Okay? Okay, so every time I talk about the oilam, you have to know the five patsufim and then so on and so forth. The whole binyan is exactly identical for me. There's no difference for me whether I'm dealing in asiya atachton or asiya datsilus in the world of tachton. It looks identical, except it works. Well, it doesn't work different. One's me oilam lo oilam, one's mitzvah telat. It works differently, but the ashpa has to be the same. Therefore, everything we've been doing till now, the Rosh Hashanah, it's clearly every time I say the word Yisgadal, I must be on the Asiya Tachton. That means the Zad the Asiya Tachton, and the Zad the Asiya the Atzilus, which is found in Asiya Tachton.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's his picture. This is Zah. Zah has a head. This is the Gar, a beautiful head. See, he's smiling here. Okay, and this is his body. This is the Vak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and every time I say a chelik of kaddish, remember this is in the world of Asiya Tachton, right? And there's also this particular zai in Asiya Datsilus in Asiya Tachton. So every time I say these words of kaddish, I'm mashpia to him. So I'm mashpia here in the gal the gar, I'm mashpia in the vak of the gar, I'm mashpia in the chag of the gar, and the night of the gar.
That's still on today.
No.
Gar. Yeah.
No. So what I've been learning today, maybe I'm confused by bringing out this thing. This is not what we're learning right now. What we're learning now over here is the oilam proper. What we're learning over here, that you're bringing down a nefesh, you're bringing down a ruach from the world of yetzira,
yeah,
into the world of asiya, the gal de asiya.
Yeah.
Yeah, but using the same words still.
Yeah, but what's gal de asiya? It's on the part of it. What is it?
What?
What's Gadassia?
It's a Gadassia. There's for us, there's no Navkamira Be'etzim. Well, we call them Patsufim or we call them Olamas. But the Olamas also have this gather of 10 spheres.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But if you say that Gad is Atik Abavima.
So I'm not saying that.
You're not saying that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's two different things. I'm saying over here, you must be to the Gadassia. He didn't say Gad is the Zadassia.
No, Gadassia,
sure not. Okay. So we're not talking about
it. Gadassia, the Chora is
Gadassia?
The three first parts of Himavassia.
No, it's called Chabad.
Yeah.
Chokhma bin Adah.
If it's a Patsuf, it's Atila Bavima.
Okay, we're not going to go. Let's go. Gah. He doesn't call them Patsuf. He says Gah. That's it. This is Gah. Gah Gimel Rishon. So it's not complicated. Chokhma bin Adah. So I want to be
much. Zai is not part of it. Zai is not part of this Esther Patsuf.
We spoke about. Of course, he's there.
But
that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the Gad Asiya proper. Okay, so we mashpia in the same way that we learned till now on Zah also has a Gad. It looks the same thing, right? Let's just pretend this is an oil. So we're going to mashpia now from the world of Yetzirah. This is the world of Yetzirah, and this is the world of Asiya. So from Yitzira, the Nai the Yitzira, the Mashpia onto the Gad Asiya, okay, through the Mab Oisius, and there's two of them, right? Mab Oisius that we say Yishtabach, and the Mab Oisius that we see in all these words over here, that gives a Zichuch to the Gad Asiya. Okay, is that clear? So that right? Okay. So let's continue. So the next shtickle, va'achgat tichavet, od chav ches shel tevas. Now, divided, we spoke about the oisius of kaddish. Now we're talking about the tevas kaddish. We spoke about a few minutes ago. Shem Chav Ches, that's 28 letters or words. Sheesh Min, Yehesh Meraba Ad, the Amrina Be'alma, V'imu Omen. Okay, without the Omen. V'techavin Gam Bema Batevas, and also the seven words, which actually not seven, yeah, the seven words, but you're only dealing with the, the words here. V'zayin Tevas Atzmam Shel Nishtabach, the seven words over there. Ad, V'salel, V'kol Teva Me'em, Yishbem, Vav Oysis Harimab. So those are the two mobs we're dealing with. Now, what are those two mobs going to do for us when he's saying all those words in Kaddish? So he says, "V'hine elu amab va'koach acherim techaven en ahavaya desai." Because when you're dealing with tevas, you know, we know the rule is tevas has to do with hashpah of abba, and we know the hashpah of abba comes in b'derech sag, and the hashpah of the ima comes in b'derech ma. So that's the havaya desai. Sheyesh ba'olam abriya.
Where do we see this verse?
We saw Shachavonis before. Okay? So therefore, Sheyesh Ba'olam HaBriya now. That's going to become from a higher order called Briya. In Devai, we're talking about Yetzir, Mashbir to the Asir. Now, since we're talking about Abba, Abba Be'erchim is called Briya, by the way. So we're going to be the Olam HaBriya is Mashbir to the Asir, because it's Abba. Sheyesh Ba'koach Umav Kenal V'Havaya Dema Darafim. Now, V'Atam HaKavon is, now what's the Tachlis of this? So he said, the tachlis is, "V'tam kavanazu atahi lefish kavanaseinu atahu lehamshir koach bechinas ruach again same ruach the yitzir od ad sof kol asiya." Okay, you can ask me what's the difference. We already did that by the oasis.
No, sit down. No.
Very good. So when we did the oasis, mishvit davka to the gar. Of the well, of see here the extra toelis over here of the tevas of the koach and the mab of the tevas is mashbet the kol asiyah. Lachem tzirich anu la'ir o godol elyon mishem sag de bria. So we're dealing with the abba. Min hakoach v'mab de bria elagar de asiyah, same place the gar de asiyah. Kedei she'al yedei zeh yochol atis achar kach koach hu yitzir bekol asiyah. Okay, that's what we want through the two koaches of the koach, the mitzchav ches oysters of the tevas, not oysters but tevas, and also the map tevas.
They say because the nefesh, the gan tasiyah doesn't get nefesh. We said when we say ishe, you give nefesh to the gar tasiyah, and then you give ruach. And then you give ruach from bria, which will be meir on the ganze asiyah. So we never give nefesh to the ganze asiyah.
We don't give nefesh to asiyah.
I need to guard asiyah, not to.
To the guard asiyah, well, we give it. Aridei isha, what's wrong?
Because I need to guard.
Right, the guard asiyah.
Only guard. We never give to the vag asiyah.
Oh, the vag asiyah.
We give ruach, but not nefesh. It's
we give ruach
through gav. We give ruach to kol asiya.
We give ruach to kol asiya. Yeah, there's a few problems. Yeah, there's a few questions over here. The mice, where do we don't see that's only arida the tevas, but the oysters don't give.
The oysters give only to gare.
Yeah, not to the kol asiya.
Yeah.
But also, why not?
No, because it's from Ima, it's not strong enough.
What?
That's what he says. Elachem tzichem l'leir or gadol.
Yeah, okay. That's the tables. That's the from tables, Abba.
Yeah.
From Abba.
From Ima, you can't get to Vak.
Right, okay, that's the problem. Why? We know when Ima always gives to the Vak. We thought about if you can give to the guy, you can give to the Vak.
Oh, you never see Ima give to Asiya before. You speak about that.
What?
Speak about the Parsufim, not about the Olam Hatzilut.
Okay, we'll see. This is a problem. It's a Tos Chochmas discussion. Alright, we'll see. Alright, let's go back to it. Now, Abiyahu Alpi Mashalamadaleh. So he's giving a little summary of what we just learned over here. Shalamadaleh Bidibra Rav Sheyesh Shte Mine Mab Tevas. We have again two Mab Tevas and two Mab Oysters. Okay, just to get clear. The Aleph is Mab Tevas, who, what are these 20, the 42 letters? Words, sorry. Those are the seven, actually they're not 42 letters, 42 words. They're 42 of seven words, which are Ishtabach, until another 7 words, another 6 words. Kol teva yesh bo zay vav oisis yachad gematcha mab. Beis mab teva sheni shu mab teva v'yizgadal. And then we have the two oysters, which is the oysters Aleph, she was Zain, Vov, and Shish, Bo, Ishtabach. So you're going to find the gematria of those seven Vovs. That's going to be 42. And then finally, number Dalid, Ois Dalid, Mab Oysters, the Shenish of Yud Dalid, Oysters, Be'alma D, the D, which is 14, plus another 28. Oisios mehesh meraba de almia ziyachad is 42. Okay, so those are the thing. Melamdeinu Arav says Nekudas Kesef she'al yedei shtei mine mab de oisios nimshach ruach yitzira. So that's what we saw. So through the oisios, which is coming from ima, yemashbia ruach from yitzira to the gad asiyal she'olu l'nai de yitzira, because right through the kaddish is mali the gad to the nai, the gad asiyah to the nai of yitzira. Ve'ali de shtei mine tevas nimshaches aras mebria legad asiyah she'yochal ruach lispash bekol asiyah. Omnam yikshe me'hechal matzino kavan azu she'nimshach ruach bekol asiyah. Bekol Asiya.
What's the question? Echam Matzino. How's it
going?
Who omert Echam? What do you want to say?
Echam Matzino, Kavan Azu, Nimsha Ruach Bekol Asiya. Let's see. Rabbeinu Rasha. No. Somebody's asking, what's the Dimyon? Where do we find such a Musag?
Okay.
Other place that we find that it must be. Or the question could be that, why is it Dafka? By Abba is mashpia not ima. Rabbeinu Shas sidru b'sidru haKodesh mevaya shedalim mina mab nimshachim kol echad lebchinas acheres. Each one is doing something else. Omemele gam amshachas ruach aniskar kan shebashakon stase baofen kaze vohu. So here we go. We're going to split it more in more detail. So the first one, she'ali de'emav the tevos harishon, she'u zayin tevos she'ishtabach, bo nimshach amuchim de'gadus de'aba, legal de'hechal kodosh kodoshim. Okay? De'za de'asiyah de'atzilus. Uve'a de'asiyah atach. This was telling you before with this chart. That's exactly what happened.
Yes.
So those 7 words of ishtabach is going to be mashpia to the gar of both the za de'asiyah de'atzilus and the asiyah. Now, as well, yimshach b'kaddish zeh kodem hodu ha'ara. There's something else now. The ha'ara mebriya legal de'echal kodeshim de'zah. Oh, so he's adding in the word zah. So I take that back what he said. It's not something separate. We're going to continue using this chart of zah. It's not only to, even though the Ariza doesn't put in the word zah, but he's putting in the word zah. It's not only to the gal de'asiyah, but rather it's going to be to the zah which is in asiyah tachton. Okay? You understand? Let me make this clear. So again, we're going to be using this chart, and even though we were already through, for example, let's take a dugma over here. When we're saying the words yishtabach, yispara, those 7 words, that means those 7 words include 42 letters. We mashpia from Abba to the gal de gal. That's number one. As well, by saying those 42 words, 42 letters, okay, of those 7 words, you also mashpia ha'ora mibriya as well to here. So it's not, like I said before, it's not stam the gal v'asiyah, but rather it's za which is in the world of asiyah. So what he means by gal v'asiyah means actually the gal diza v'asiyah. Okay, which makes sense over here, because that's exactly how we saw before. It's the gal. So is it to Sefer's Ha'orah? Okay, let's read it again. Yimshach b'kaddish zeh kodem hodu Ha'orah mebri legal de'hechal kodesh kodesh mizah aniskil el. But this is only going to happen to the zah which is applicable to asiyah tachton bilvad. Ve'lo asiyah de'atzilus letam shezachanu le'el she'orah zbriya de'vuach meyitzir yimshach rak le'asiyah tachton. Kedei she'al edan yodam yimshach ruach lekol asiyah. So it's not, yeah. So eventually what's going to happen, you mashpia to the gal, and since it's coming from Abba, it's going to mashpia to the entire world of Asiya. which I suppose in this context means the entire Zad Asiyah.
Why is Abadim Ad Asiyah? Just a bit.
So in the world of Asiyah, you have five parts of him.
Yeah.
So you have Zah, and then Iman and Abba. So yeah. You're just on top of Zah. Within the world of Asiyah.
But when Zah is in Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim?
No. So, now, the words Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim is just Be'erachim. What Echal Kodesh Kodesh means, it means Gal Zah.
Gal Zah?
Yeah.
So where is Abba Ve'ima?
This is Zah's head. This is the Gal de Zah.
Yeah.
Okay? So I wrote of it Gal in brackets word Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim de Zah.
At this stage.
Yeah.
Normally this happened before the Amida, right?
We're in Hodu.
I mean, it's not Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim in Hodu.
Okay. Equate the words Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim with the Gal of Zah. That's it. Okay, I told you before that. God is Hechal Kodesh Kodesh or Sphiras. Or Sphiras.
Yeah, I understand this.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, it's
so,
a place
no,
of God.
No. I just accept. Again. Everybody knows the Hechal Kodesh Kodesh or Sphiras. It's not a mokum, it's a Sphira. Okay? It's called the God is out. Look, it's Shtet Mefushim. God is a Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim.
No, I just don't understand. Let's say you are not in Echal, you are in Echal Ibn Tesafir. What does it mean?
Okay, that's the Vak. That, in language that we are using over here, to simplify things, that's the Vak de Zah.
But when we say we are Oil and Mimi, Ibn Tesafir, Le Echal Kodesh Kodoshim.
Yeah, again.
I don't remember the name.
You're not listening to me. Okay, so when every time I use the Loshon Hechal.
Yeah, I agree, I understand this.
The sphere. So I'm just going to sphere. So in Zah.
What is Oil?
In Zah. Sphere, misphere, Zah. Ashpo, then it's Sutus. The Birurim. You're being mali biur from level to level, from sphere to sphere, or call it mehechal echal. I don't care what you call it.
Within the very good.
What?
Yeah.
Now, Abba ve'ima, one second. Abba ve'ima, just here. Okay, so this is Zah, with all his echalas, with all his spheres. And you ask me, where's Abba ve'ima? Just on top.
That's strange, no?
Within the world, it's not strange at all. So within the world of Asiya, of five patsufim, we have Atik, Achampin, Abba ve'ima, and then we have Zah.
I mean, after Echal Kodesh HaKodesh, what is the next Asiya?
Sorry?
After the let's say you are before the Amida, yeah? You're in Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim. Hashem Society staff, Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim.
I mean Hodu, I mean Kobonas. Forget about it.
No, just to understand. Yeah, because I just don't know Kobonas, I'm just the Amida.
So you're in the world of Bria.
Yeah.
You're just about to go. So where are you now? Where in Tefillah? Hashem Society.
Yeah,
okay, so you're moving from the world of the Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim of the world of Bria, and you're jumping into the world of Asiya. Atilus, right?
From Kabbalah. What is about the Iman now? If Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim is Gar de Zah, how can you jump from Gar de Zah to Atilus? What was about the Iman? Where are they? I just the question popped into my head now.
What's the problem? You understand? Everything is like it's like a stick, right? So if I have this stick over here and I have Zah is this white part over here.
Yeah.
And then this blue part is Abba ve'ima, this white part is Al-Khampin, and this blue part is Atik.
Okay.
So if I'm telling you that Zah is moving to here.
It's not Zah was moving, is the you told me it's not Zah was moving, is the
Zah is definitely moving. Zah is definitely moving.
Is Gar de Zah. So you won't, so
that's right.
So when you move to Atzilus, it's not the Echal Kodesh HaKodeshim move. So you go out of Kodesh HaKodeshim and go into Atzilus. Whatever you
I don't know
you,
who you are.
No.
Well, we're talking about Zah. We're talking about the Birurim which are Nogei to Zah. We're talking about Zah is the Birurim. Okay, so we're talking about Zah. We're talking the world of Bia here. In Bia, you only have Birurim.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're working with the Birurim. Don't forget, we're giving our fancy Lashonis over here called Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim.
You're saying Zohar is Bia?
What?
Are you saying Zohar is Bia?
Zah built Bia. That is, this is clearly when there was no Olam of Bia, there was no Bria Yetziyasiya. Only when there was a Shvira, the Shvira created the worlds of Bia. What created them? Zah. Zah broke. Okay? So therefore, when you the whole tachlis, don't forget the tachlis. It's very simple. Every time you do a ma'isa mitzvah, tefillah, whatnot, you're just being maliza up and over. We're just going to more detail now.
So when you
we're giving a fancy name. Hechal Kodoshim is
the name of Zah, you say.
Yeah. So when I'm moving the gal, the Zah, which is here, I'm going to move it here.
You move what? remove garden.
Garden is
Atzilus.
Yeah, of course.
So you can't tell me that the garden is a min echal kodesh hakodeshim.
Why not?
Because avada, when you start the amida, you go out of echal kodesh hakodeshim, the bria, into Atzilus.
No, the way we're translating, no, that's not the way it works. The Hechal Kodosh, that's what we're saying clear from over here. That the Hechal Kodosh Kodoshim is the Gadiza. Is the Gadiza.
So what happens when you start the Amida?
When you start that Amida, you bring Male Za from the world of Bria.
So you see, you are Male Hechal Kodosh Kodoshim into Atzilus.
That's right. The Hechal Kodoshim that we're speaking about is the Gadiza. I can't help you with that.
I agree with you.
That's the Gadiza. And what you were talking about, what the question you asked me before, where's Abba Ve'ima? Then what happened to them? I'm just trying to show you over here. When I move this over here, what's going to happen? This, everything's going to move up.
No. When Gadiza is in Hechal Kodesh Kodoshim, it is.
Right.
Now at this stage, Abba Ve'ima are in Atzilus.
Yeah.
Abba Ve'ima of Bria could be in Atzilus.
What?
It's Abba Ve'ima.
Everything moves up. Everything moves up. It cannot be that this will move up and Abba will stay down. Everything has to move up, like this pen. When I move this, this moves, right? Everything, it's static. Everything's going to move together. Atik's going to move. As soon as I move something here, it's domino. Everything's going to move. Okay, we're going to have to stop it here. We'll continue next time, Sasha.
Shkai.